Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on one-bar motif writing for jungle rollers. Here's the mindset. A proper jungle roller lives and dies on one bar. It should feel hypnotic like it's looping, but it can't feel copy-pasted. The secret is microvarination, tiny rhythmic swaps, tiny pitch nudges, velocity hierarchy, note length changes, and automation that evolves the groove without breaking the spell. By the end, you'll have two one-bar motifs that work as a whole track engine. One bar of bass that locks to the break, and one bar of secondary identity, like a stab or texture. Then we'll build an Ableton native system to stretch that single bar into 16, 32, even 64 bars of movement. Alright, let's set up fast, because speed matters when you're riding rollers. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to say 170, because it's classic and it forces you to respect space. Now open the groove pool and grab an MPC swing. Try MPC 16 swing 57. Don't slam it. Apply it around 20 to 35% to start. We're not trying to make it sloppy. We're trying to make it breathe. Next, drop in a drum reference. Use a basic jungle break, like Amen or Think, and layer a clean kick and snare underneath. Keep the drum setup simple. The whole point is that your motif has to work with real drum information, not in a vacuum. Now we build what I call the harmonic box. Even the darkest roller needs a controlled pitch world. Otherwise, you end up with random movement that doesn't feel like a phrase. Pick a key. F minor is a safety, then B home bass. G minor also works great. We'll use F minor. Create a MIDI clip on a bass track, one bar long. Loop it. And here's your note set. Limit yourself to the root, the fifth, the minor third, and the flat seven. In F minor, that's F, C, Ab and Eb. That's enough to sound serious, and it keeps you from wandering into cool idea, wrong record territory. Put Ableton's scale MIDI effect before your instrument. Set it to minor with bass F. The goal isn't to cheat. The goal is to stay fast and fearless while you experiment. Now we write the bass motif. This is the engine. Set your grid to 16ths, and we're going to start from a rhythm template that already rolls. Think of the bar as 16 slots. 1E and A, 2E and A, 3E and A, 4E and A. Here's the hit pattern to program. On beat 1, hit. On 1 and, rest. On 1A, hit. On beat 2, hit. Then on 2E, rest. On 2 and, hit. On 2A, rest. On beat 3, hit. On 3D, rest. On 3 and, rest. On 3A, hit. On beat 4, rest. On 4E, hit. On 4 and, hit. On 4A, rest. If that sounded like a lot, here's the musical idea. It syncopated 16ths with intentional air. It moves forward, but it doesn't become a constant drone. Now assign pitches with call and response. At the start of the bar, use the root, F, to ground it. Mid-bar, reach to C or Eb to create push. End of bar, return to F or touch Ab for mood. A solid first pass might go like this. F at the start, F again as a reinforcement, then C to lift the phrase, then an Eb as a little bite, then back to C, then F to recenter. Then Ab as color. Then late in the bar, F then C to set up the loop back to beat 1. Now, advanced coach tip. Design your motif around anchors and connectors. Anchors are the hits that are the phrase. Connectors are the hits that glue it together. You want maybe 2 to 4 anchors in the bar that never feel optional. Often that's something near beat 1, something that leads into beat 3, and a late bar push. Everything else can be swapped, probabilityed, shortened, filtered, or even removed. And the loop should still say the sentence. A quick test. Temporarily mute every other note in the bass clip. If the remaining notes still feel like the same motif, you've got strong anchors. If it collapses, you wrote a pile of connectors with no message. Now do the groove work that separates advanced rollers from beginner loops. Velocity and length. Start with velocity. Pick a few hits as accents. Usually notes on beat 1. Somewhere around 2 and, beat 3 and around 4 and are good candidates. Push those up, roughly 95 to 120. Then make the in-between notes ghosts, like 40 to 70. You're building a dynamic hierarchy. Rollers hate flat velocity. Now length. Length is groove. Do not leave every MIDI note at the same default length. Mix short plucks, like 10 to 80 milliseconds, with occasional longer holds, like 150 to 400 milliseconds. That creates perceived call and response even when the pitch doesn't change. In Ableton, turn legato off in the MIDI editor and manually drag note ends. This one move can make a pattern feel like it talks. Now pick an instrument. Option is operator. Clean, Punchy classic. Set oscillator A to sign for a reliable sub. Add oscillator B as a saw very quietly just to give harmonics, so the bass reads on smaller speakers. Set it to mono. Turn on glide or portamento, around 40 to 90 milliseconds. That little smear helps the motif feel liquid without turning into wobble. Shape your amp envelope. Fast attack. Small decay. And decide whether you want a plucky roller or a more held note roller. Either can work, but be intentional. Then build a tight chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 HC, because useless rumble steals headroom. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 200 to 350 HC. Then saturator. Analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to make it audible and stable. Optional compressor for consistency, like 2:1. Medium attack, and just a couple dB of gain reduction. Then utility, keep the bass mono. If you're doing any stereo trickery, it belongs above around 120 HC, not in the sub. Option B is wave eatable, if you want more bite and motion. Basic shapes leaning sine to triangle is a good start. Filter LP24 with some drive. Then a subtle LFO to cut off. Sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep it small, like 5 to 12%. It should breathe, not talk over the drums. Now we make it jungle. Lock the motif around the snare and break accents. Most ENB has a backbeat feeling of snare on beats 2 and 4, even if the break is busy. Your bass needs to respect that. Here's the advanced version of that advice. Don't just think snare beats, think snare windows. Create a little window of lighter bass around the snare, the 16th before, the snare moment, and the 16th after. In that window, either leave a gap, shorten the note hard, or drop the velocity to a whisper. This is how you keep the break transient crisp once you start saturating and bus compressing. Now sidechain the bass so it rolls with the drums, instead of just being loud near the drums. Put a compressor on the bass. Sidechain from your kick. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds, and set threshold until you get about 2 to 6 dB of ducking on kicks. And here's an advanced upgrade if you want it to breathe with the break, not just the kick. Make a ghost sidechain trigger track, a tight click or short transient on selected break accents. Feed that into the bass compressor sidechain. Now the bass ducks where the break needs it, even when the kick pattern isn't constant. That's a big jungle forward move. Next, the secondary motif. This is the signature. Make a new MIDI track for a stab or texture. I like putting it in an instrument rack so you can macro control the tone and space. Use analog or wavy-table for the stab, then auto-filter for bite, with an envelope so it snaps and dies quickly. Now write a one-bar stab motif that answers the bass. The rule is simple, live in the gaps of the bass. If the bass is busy in a moment, the stab should wait. If the bass leaves a hole, the stab speaks. That call and response is what makes a roller feel like it's having a conversation with itself. For sound design, aim dark and controlled. Filter cut off somewhere between 300 HC and 1.2 KHC depending on how bright you want it. Short decay on the filter envelope, low sustain. Then add echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the echo so it stays dark like low pass around 3 to 6 KHC. Then reverb. Small and disciplined. High pass the reverb so you don't fog the low mids. Keep wet around 5 to 12%. If the reverb becomes a vibe, your drums just lost the war. Quick teacher note. For stab ambience, band limit the return to. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 4 to 8K. It'll read as atmosphere, not headroom theft. Now you've got the core system. Bass motif engine plus stab motif identity, both one bar. Now the real advanced part. Turning one bar into 16 or 32 bars without writing new parts. Validation method 1. Clip envelopes and macro automation. If you're using wavy-table or auto filter, modulate filter cutoff subtly across phrases. Think 2-bar or 4-bar ramps, not random scribbles. Even better, put your bass effects into an audio effect rack. Map key parameters like saturator drive, filter cutoff, maybe a mid-layer volume, to macros. Then automate the macros in arrangement. A great pattern is staged intensity. Bars 1 to 4, drive at 0 additional. Bars 5 to 8, up a couple dB. Bars 9 to 16, up a bit more. Not because louder is better, but because perceived density rises. Validation method 2, probability and velocity humanization. Pick a couple of connect or ghost notes and set probability around 60 to 85%. Keep anchor notes at 100%. That keeps identity intact while creating life. Varination method 3. Commit to audio and micro-edit like it's jungle. Once the bar feels right, resample it for 8 or 16 bars. This is important. Commit early so you don't get stuck in infinite MIDI tweaking. Record the resample. Then do very small edits. 1 micro stutter per 8 bars, max, like a 1/32 slice right, before a snare repeated 2 or 3 times, or reversing the last 30 to 60 milliseconds of a tail with tiny fades. Subtle seasoning, not glitch music. Another advanced trick, envelope motif rotation. Automate a filter shape that isn't one bar long. For example, draw a 12/16, 3/4 bar shape across multiple bars. The MIDI stays identical, but the tonal emphasis rotates against the bar line, so the same notes feel like new phrasing. Now let's talk arrangement, because rollers need a plan. Here's a practical 32-bar skeleton. Bars 1 through 8. Intro the groove. Drums and bass motif, but darker. Filter down, less drive. Stab motif minimal, maybe every other bar. Bars 9 through 16. Lock in. Open the bass filter slightly. Add one extra ghost note every 2 bars, or raise probability on one connector. Not everything. One thing. Bars 17 through 24, pressure. Add a second layer if you want, like a mid-tail or res blur, but make it behave. High-pass it so it lives mostly above 200 Hz, sidechain it harder than the sub, and let it be motion behind the motif, not the main character. Then at bar 24, do a short fill, like a half-bar break edit. Bars 25 through 32, payoff. Full motif, slightly more saturation, slightly more openness. And do one negative space move, remove only beat 4 elements for one bar, or drop just the bass on beat 4, then bring it back. That tiny trip forward can hit harder than a full bar dropout. And if you want a pre-drop tell, automate the groove amount. A slightly tighter bar before the drop can make the drop feel wider without changing levels. It's a psychological trick and it works. Now common mistakes to avoid. 1. Overnoting the bass. If it's constant 16ths with no air, you just erase the snare and the break detail. 2. Random pitch movement. Dark doesn't mean random. Stay in your pitch box. 3. No dynamic hierarchy. Same velocity, same length equals no roll. 4. Too much reverb or delay on motifs. Wash kills punch. 5. Ignoring kick and snare relationship. If the bass hits hard on 2 and 4 constantly, your backbeat will feel weak. Before we wrap, a few pro-level sound design notes. Keep the sub unfakeable by keeping it boring on purpose. Pure sign, mono, no unison, minimal saturation. Then do aggression on a separate mid layer. This audio version is shortened for playback.